Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. What we're talking specifically about today is growing that wildfire faith and especially learning how to stand in the battle. And Carol, you know, we can all, for the most part, readily identify those painful impacts that trauma and hardships have on our lives. But I would love for you to also talk about the importance of identifying some of the benefits of our battles. This isn't glazing it over. This isn't saying, oh, well, God won't give you more than he can handle, because I don't believe that, first of all. But discerning, though, that there are takeaways. It sure has helped me to stop and go, okay, I hate this. This is something the enemy meant for evil. But what is my takeaway? Because there are takeaways. When I start to discern benefits of my battle, I stand up a little taller. What about you?
Absolutely. I think one of the greatest takeaway benefits of the wild storms of our life, those firestorms, is that if we allow it, if we say yes to Jesus, it pulls us into a deeper, more personal, more intimate relationship with Jesus than we have ever had before, because we know he's all we have. And when you begin to know him as a best friend and read his word and tend the fire of your faith and taking the time to listen to him, the Bible says he reveals his secrets to us. I love that. And that means lights go on in our head and we begin to understand scripture. And another one of those benefits as we think of letting our light shine and growing in the middle of these firestorms is that we become today's representation of the Shekinah glory of God. Do you remember in the Old Testament when God displayed his power as this expansive light? And today we don't have that, but what we do have is the opportunity of spreading his light by living for him in ways that show others what that fire of faith looks like in another believer, because we are his image bearers. And I love the fact that we can pierce the darkness by saying, yes, yes, Lord, I want to be your image bearer. Now, with that comes responsibility, because we know that part of the process for Jesus was the crucifixion. And part of the process for us is going to be that we live in a fallen world where bad things happen to good Christian people. And so saying yes to that is really saying, Lord, whatever you allow into my life, I will not allow to take me out. I'm going to say, Lord, I will allow it to be like a refining fire so I can reflect you in a more powerful way. And sometimes that seems easy to say and hard to live, especially when we're in the middle of it. But when we have walked through him and we experience his closeness in the middle of it all, it is so, so precious, because once you know it, you want more of it.
Indeed.
And you just can't wait to know that kind of sweetness from him again.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.